Well, Mark, in fairness, we had a split from Andrew Leach that said you were 7 seconds up at one point down in Jabrek. You must have given that absolute Dixie.
Yeah, no, I did. I tried everything I could, to be honest. I think I just pushed the front a bit hard. The tyres were starting to move around because it's quite hot today. But, I'm happy to have done the rally, but just a bit gutted to be so close.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was that last stage really that did it, wasn't it? You took eight and a half out of you there.
Yeah, well, I said to you before it was going to be 10 or 15, but at the end of the day, I mean, we've got Elvin had that drive shaft problem. He would have won the rally. It just gave me a bit of a chance to come back. So he's driven fantastically, and it's great for the team to get a 1-2.
Heck, he should be in the World Rally Championship, shouldn't he? I mean, he shouldn't be mucking about really at British Championship level.
No, I mean, you've got to remember he was leading Corsica, so we're not dealing with some kids here, and they need the break. It's not fair to sort of have them sat around doing nothing next year.
And I know it's been a bit of a mixed weekend for you because you hold a lot of store in the Isle of Man and this event in particular, and some things haven't necessarily gone the way we would have wanted organisationally and things, and you're as much concerned about that as anybody. But overall, have you enjoyed the weekend?
Oh, of course. I mean, we've had 3 days. I can't remember 3 days of dry Manx for a long time. The stages are always fantastic. It's always great to come back to my home, and the Manx Rally is the Manx Rally, and let's just make it a little bit better next time.